Perhaps you've heard a question similar to this one. Why are there still so many people who believe in the ridiculous idea that Jesus rose from the dead? Well, let me say this. If you're going to make up a story, why have yourself disbelieving Jesus not once, not twice, but three times when he foretold his resurrection? Or why were women who weren't legal witnesses in first century Israel listed as the first to see the resurrected Jesus? Or why write down that some of the disciples still wavered in their faith even after the resurrected Jesus appeared to them? Why did Paul, the number one enemy of Christianity, convert and become the greatest evangelist? Why did the disciples choose to be put to death for their faith instead of recanting their beliefs? These all point to the true, not glossed over, story of the resurrected Jesus. Finally, who has changed the world more than any other? Jesus' loving sacrifice and resurrection have resulted in Christians starting hospitals, schools, and orphanages, and causing the cultures around them to embrace these things. This is how many have responded to the resurrected Jesus' love. So how will you respond to God's love? We'd love to see you at Living Water Community Church in Rochelle on Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street to learn more about God's incredible love. Check us out online at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.